Injury wise, Sam and Tremont, I really don't have information as far as a timeline. Really, till we see what they could do on Wednesday, will probably be a better indicator.
And Jamari?
Same thing.
But if you're looking at Wednesday, Mike, you don't think these are long term major problems?
That's really just based, you know, they both, all three of them have three different injuries. So just talking with, you know, Ted Thompson, I actually haven't talked to Dr. McKenzie yet, but just I know his conversation with Dr. McKenzie, none of them are long term. So, but how fast is still to be determined.
I know it's disruptive, but you lose some both in consecutive plays almost. All of a sudden that changed quite a few things. How do you think you handled that?
Well, I thought our defense definitely responded, and I'm talking, you know, particularly the secondary. If you look at the secondary play throughout the game, you know, even after the two injuries, you know, they hit a couple throws in it or so forth. But I felt good about the way Devon played. Jared Bush came in and played well. You know, Casey Hayward played well. So, you know, Micah Hyde played outstanding on special teams. So Tremont and Sam were both having very good games, you know, before their injury, and Morgan Burnett had a good performance, and you know, Ha Clinton Dix played his best game as a Packer.
The final punt return from Micah, setting you guys up on short field, how important was that to the drive itself?
It was huge. You know, Micah actually won the game ball for special teams. You know, his performance and actually Jared Bush's performance were excellent, and that was one of the big plays in the game.
Mike, you talk all the time about stacking successes, and I know how hard it is to win in the NFL. When you win and come from behind the way you did it a couple times last year, you did it in the Chicago game, you did it. You guys haven't had to do that a ton because you guys have been so good, but what does that do for you? What does that do for a team to win in that fashion?
Well, you know, a big part of winning in this league is confidence. So it obviously adds to your confidence. It's an investment in confidence in one another, you know, from one unit to the next, everybody involved. So, but it's also lessons of overcoming adversity. You cannot overcome enough adversity in the course of a game during a preparation week. I mean, those are all great lessons to learn from and add to that investment of confidence.
Seems like LaTroy Guy on these past two games has really settled in. He obviously had the injury in training camp. Mm-hmm. Adjusting to a new defense, have you seen him settle in, get more comfortable these past couple weeks?
No, I agree with you totally. LaTroy has played very, very well, you know, and really Chicago, Minnesota, and now Miami. You know, the Chicago game, he had some things there early, but I thought he responded from that. So it really the performance, the way he responded to things early, I thought he took a step there in Chicago, and I thought Minnesota, and this week he was outstanding.
Final drive, I'm sure you're wrapped up in play calling and a million other things. So when the touchdown scored, what's your emotional reaction?
3 seconds are still on the clock. That was, unfortunately, I wish I would enjoy these games more than I do. It just wears me out. Like you go home and you see, boy, that was a heck of a game. I just didn't look that way from where I was standing. You know, you still have a job to do. But really, the conversation before the play, you know, what Aaron was thinking was just was dead on, because we had talked about a different personnel, just, you know, the options that were on our sheet. And so we went with the play that we actually we were expecting the coverage that we actually got on his touchdown to Randall. So we went with a play to go after that coverage. And then based on the matchup to Andrew, Aaron actually checked back to the same play. Just instead of working the inside, he worked the outside. So just a great job by him. Obviously, it was excellent pass protection. Andrew ran an excellent route, and it was just, you know, the ball was thrown exactly where it needed to be thrown. So great play.
Mike, do you discuss some of Aaron's decisions, like that QB draw, for instance, where he had his own, I saw the empty, or the spike play, or things like that? Do you have time to really discuss those decisions? Do you wait till kind of today to just go over your decisions? Not that he makes many bad ones, but just go over them and his process is thought.
Well, I mean, really, our process is when the players, you know, offensively come off the field. I mean, I'll be honest with you, they got the new what am I supposed to call them? Tablets.
Surface.
Thank you. Tablets. What kind of tablets?
Microsoft
tablets. They're outstanding. So even in the sunshine, but they work very well. But just to utilize, you know, the information, how quick you have it. So you go through all those types of things as adjustments. And it's more not about correcting. It's about getting ready for the next, you know, getting ready for the next series. But, you know, our Mondays are about going through all those decisions and so forth. Because, you know, one thing about Aaron sees the game so well, like none other, in my opinion. And things come to him, you know, differently than other guys. So, but, you know, that particular play and that check is something we haven't done in a while, but we do have, there's an investment in that play. That's a great check by him. And the spike, you know, I'm just glad Devontae was looking at him because I've known Aaron when he does the fake spike in practice and they don't look at him. It's not a good thing. So there was two guys on the same page. Obviously, a huge play getting us down as close as he did because it definitely factors on a touchdown throw.
Like, I know how important, obviously, Aaron's ability to really keep plays going at times. That's been his success. But how dangerous is that offense of him when he does kind of get out on his feet and be able to create something?
Well, that's where you can't have your cake and eat it too. I mean, we train our quarterbacks with detail, the footwork in the pocket, the ability to slide within the pocket, make throws, and then stepping up and getting out of the pocket and so forth. So he's the best in the business at it. Has been a long time, but there is risk involved. I think he's, smarter, more mature in some of the decisions. I mean, when I see him slide, I'm happy about that. You know, it's a good thing because there was a day when he didn't slide. So, but it's part of the way we believe the quarterback position should be played, and it's a big part of his game.
Mike, one of the things that Dom Capers talked about today was that you'll see the defense play really well for a while when they seem like one of the best defenses in the league, and then things kind of fall apart. Yesterday's game was kind of the opposite of Chicago, where the first half wasn't very good and turned it around, whereas yesterday sort of the opposite. When you're watching that, what do you see as, are there obvious differences that when the defense is just clicking, everything's working so well when they do look like a top defense, and then comparing that to when things do start to seem to fall apart?
I mean, as far as our defense performance yesterday, I agree with your opinion is the fact that they were dominant in the first half. You know, they came out in the second half, and frankly, you know, the number of things were more fundamental adjustments. I mean, we missed way too many tackles. You know, the majority, 80% of our missed tackles were in the second half. I think we had two missed tackles at halftime. They made an adjustment in their run game, particularly to our one front. So you give them credit for that. We didn't squeeze, more of a technique assignment issue on the big play. So, that's really football. I thought they made it a couple of big plays. The biggest thing was their run game adjustment is schematically where we needed to adjust to that. But, I wish we'd have played better defense in the second half, but that's what the NFL is all about. It's it usually comes down to the last series, and when our defense needed to step up, that four minute drive was outstanding.
Mike, you did everything you felt you had to make your guys ready for the heat, and it looked like it worked. I had never seen the guys holding the canopies over guys before. So I was wondering, A, was that a new idea that you did? And then two, after a game in that heat, is there any post game, like getting ready for this game? How much this one wore you out, potentially?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't really want to talk about Wednesday's schedule yet because I know how close you guys all are with the players. So I want them to think they're going to practice even longer than Wednesday. But, no, you have to be smart about it, and we will. I thought our training staff, our strength conditioning staff, Adam, new RD, this is what it's all about. We did some things a little differently this time, and definitely the results are there. I thought our players handled it very well, just the conscientious effort of hydration, even on the plane. I don't think I've seen that many guys go to the bathroom that much on a plane flight in my time. So it was a pretty active flight.
I'm guessing you don't spend a lot of your free time comparing Aaron Rodgers' great performances in his career, but just what he did at the end of the game with, the pass rush he was facing, that throw to Nelson with the guy going to hit him, the heat, mm-hmm. I guess if he's playing well, I guess where does this one stack up as far as his clutch performances?
Boy, I tell you, I mean, he's had great performances. I wouldn't even know where to start, but it's, you know, that last couple of those plays he made in that last series were extraordinary. You know, you think about the fourth down, you know, play to Jordy and, you know, the spike and, you know, the touchdown throw was you know, that was really right in his wheelhouse. I mean, that's exactly the situation you really don't want to give him. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely one of his best performances. I mean, I don't know. He's had some great games. My goodness, the Super Bowl, the Atlanta game. I mean, he's had some phenomenal football games.
I guess I'm just, you know, you spend so much time around quarterbacks. How hard is it to make that pass to Nelson when I'm sure he knows that he's going to get nailed, but to hang in there on a do-or-die play?
Well, that's the grit. I mean, that's the grit of the position. I mean, when you got that pressure defender right in your face, you got to make that throw, and he doesn't even blink. You know, and Jordy runs the route, and you talk about two guys being on the same page because – you know, if you hit your feet there, if he takes a hitch and reacts to the blitzer, we probably don't complete that play. So, I mean, because the coverage was good. You know, it was good coverage, but it was an excellent route. And his ability just to stand in and make that throw, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Mike, I know that's a really good front with some really good pass rushers. Yeah. What did you think of your protection overall?
I thought the protection was solid. You know, maybe, you know, good. We clearly understand the number of quarterback hits and the sacks that we gave up. You know, there's some things that we had in the plan. I wish I would have did more of. You know, we didn't chip as much in the first half, as we did in the second half. So things like that. But I thought they definitely jumped our silent count a few times. I still believe the sack down there in the red zone was offsides. When you have a back and a tackle, it wasn't like it was loud there. So, and I think the video supports that. But. That's a very good active front, and you know they're healthy. They got a number of guys back, and they rolled their players, and you know we knew it was going to be a big challenge for us.
So what are the long term benefits when you go through all the adversity that you went through today? I mean, what are the long term benefits of a win like this?
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, we're good next week, or over the long term. I think it's something it's an investment. I mean, it's an investment. It's a investment into your football team in the area of confidence. It's a learning lesson of adversity, the things that you need to do. Remember what you were thinking about. You know, listen to your language, you know, your eyes, your awareness. I mean, those are the kind of things we pay close attention to with our players and continue to emphasize.
Two more, please. There are obviously very high expectations for a player like Clay Matthews with his history, but obviously not having any tackles and having a lot of zeros in the box. Are you getting enough out of him from what you need from a star player like him?
Yeah, I'm very comfortable with the way Clay's playing. I mean, his grades are consistent. Production doesn't always reflect the performance, as far as the way we grade him. I think he played 48 plays. I actually like the rotation that we had with Clay, Julius, Mike Neal, and Nick Perry yesterday. I think, Julius came in at 40, Mike Neal was at 24, Nick only had 11. He was in there on a couple three and outs. So I'm more looking for balance and play time. And Clay's a big-time player. Production will come. And I think history will show you it usually comes in chunks.
Mike, Andrew called the touchdown epic at the end of the game there. Do you feel that something like this can really propel him moving forward?
Well, I said earlier, I mean, I just spent some time with Andrew, on the TV show. I mean, he's walking a little more hip in his hop, and that's a big hip in your hop when you're from New York City. So I mean, he's feeling pretty good about himself. But he's been here a long time, and Andrew's made big time. I think people tend to forget, some of the plays this young man's made. You look at the touchdown catch he just had in Detroit. I mean, the touchdown in Detroit's a route adjustment at the line of scrimmage in the red zone, back in the end zone, tight throw, and that's a big time play there. And just like the one against Miami, is a route adjustment change, and he runs the route exactly the way you're supposed to. So, big time catch down there in Chicago last year. So he's done a lot of good things.
Mike, is that good though? I know that maybe we sometimes underestimate him, or the fans do, but is it good for him to do that to maybe remind you guys what you've got? I mean, you've got other tight ends, and you've given other guys opportunities. Is that good to remind the coaches too, or don't you need that?
Oh, I think we're in tune with what we have with our players. Really our responsibility of the coaches is to, demand, command, and teach, and to make sure that we're giving these players everything they need to do, that they need to get better. Our job is to put them in positions to be successful and continue to motivate and demand that they do it the right way. You know, the performance at the end of the day is about our responsibility Monday through Saturday, and let the decision makers get to work on Sunday.